Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production.
We're Alive, a story of survival. Chapter 18. No Place Like Home. Part 3 of 3.
Written by Casey Wayland.
Okay. Where the hell? Where is he?
Oh, he was right there a second ago.
It was around here somewhere. I don't see it. Okay, Skittles, come on out. Over here. Check out that building.
Oh, that one? The Taco Mesa?
Now, that one might work. It's small enough. The walls aren't wide across. A few air conditioners on top might help bring the roof down quicker. Very nice.
And there's a door on, like, every side, so we could head through. The kitchen isn't big. We can go around.
You can see all that.
When we had drills, that was one of the places I went for lunch. It wasn't often, but it was enough to remember it.
So, when are we gonna do this?
Now's as good a time as any, right? The longer we wait, well, nothing's gonna change.
What do you want me to do?
You know what? You can go grab the Molotov from inside.
Okay.
What?
Nothing. You're right, he could mess it up.
Okay, so we run through the front door, there, and then to the back first.
That'll take out two main walls, north and south.
Okay, and then around to the east side there, and through to the north side again, where the wall will be gone already. We gotta do a little loop around.
Okay, so that gives us three, with just the west wall standing.
We go around the building, and come through that door from the outside. Once he goes through the wall, splash!
So we both don't need to run this. What will you be doing?
The doors. And I'll pick up the slack if you get tired or need to distract him.
How fair is that? I'm doing all the work.
Too many rabbits, and this all goes wrong. I'm gonna run ahead, break in, and prop open all the doors we need. That way, you won't get stuck. But know your route. Do it wrong, and you could get trapped in.
Okay, here you go. It's soaked through.
Lucky those MREs came with matches. Pretty handy, those things.
Yeah. Just don't chew the gum.
What? Serious? Why?
You'll find out later. It helps with digestion.
Wonderful. I was thinking it was for my breath.
He's down there, coming towards us!
Shit, he must have seen us!
Hold on!
Don't drop it!
I didn't!
It's coming back again!
We do this now! Light it! Hurry! Here, you throw it!
What?
I missed the last time I tried! You do it!
I can't do it! I'm horrible! It's coming!
And what if I miss?
Here, give it to me!
Direct hit!
Now's our chance! Go!
Ladder's unlocked!
Move!
What about me?
Stay here!
Here, move! Quickly, this way!
I'm right behind you!
Okay, we're almost there!
Fire's out! Oh boy, is he pissed!
Get inside! Drop all the doors open!
I'm already on it! South's open! West side's open. I'm going to. Oh, it's coming for me! Come on! This way!
That meat's too chewy! Coming back out the north side!
East side's open!
Got it!
Go! I'm heading around for the west.
I'm still here! You want some? I'm through! East wall down!
Not this way, that way! Head north, through the hole! Thanks!
I'm back here! Come on!
West side's open, you're all clear. I'm going for cover.
Come on, come get me!
Angel, three walls is too much, it's starting to collapse. Get out of there!
Come on, doesn't get any fresher than this!
Angel, get out of there!
Oh, shit!
Look out! Look out!
I'm stuck! I got stuck! Oh my god! Oh, that thing was figuring out what we were doing! Oh!
We did it! It worked!
Angel!
Oh shit, you're bleeding all over!
I came through a window! What do you expect?
Hold still, man! Oh shit, it's all over! Oh god, that one's deep.
Oh, holy mother of Mary and some other guy! I don't remember! Catholic school was so long ago! Oh god, keep pressure on it!
I know a little bit of what I'm doing. Some of these are gonna need stitches.
Just get it to stop bleeding. Kylie can do the rest. I'm good enough to get moving. We won't have much time. That was loud.
There's a bit, Minnie. Aw, man. I don't have enough cloth here.
No fucking way!
Is it still alive? You're kidding me. It's under 4 feet of rubble.
Look. There, that piece is moving.
That's it. Here he is! Smile, you son of a bitch!
Oh, God, you've been hanging out with Bert too long.
It's one of the few DVDs we have at the tower that I like.
I thought you were trying to save your ammo.
It was for a worthy cause. Come on, get up. Let's get the tire changed and get the hell out of here.
I thought you killed it!
I did! There's another one coming! That makes three!
This is ridiculous!
Come on, grab my arm. We gotta get moving.
There's a big chunk in my shin!
Come on, just stay with me.
I can't run!
You push me, now I'm pushing you.
We have nowhere to run to!
I am not giving up.
Get in, quick! Take the truck and go! Hurry!
Help me get him in!
You changed the tire?
Yes, now get out of here!
You're not coming?
No!
There's one right there!
No, I can't hold it steady! Swerve, you're gonna hit him!
Just hold on!
Oh, well, what are you gonna do? You're playing chicken? I think it's gonna win!
Ha ha ha! He's behind us! It's used to things running from him, not at him! Didn't know what to do. The big hunk of crap froze.
Did you see it? There was an arrow sticking out of his head!
Our old friend, huh? We'll drop a house on him some other time. Let's just get you back home.
Hey, would you mind if I just... I'm having a hard time keeping my eyes open.
No, go right ahead. I can take it from here.
He changed the tire.
Yeah. He did. You'll have to forgive me if I get out and check when it's clear. Make sure it's on there right.
I take it back.
You take what back?
If there's another mission,
I'll go with you.
Me too, buddy. Me too. Now, get some rest. We eat well tonight at home.
Apparently you've never eaten MREs before.
She cares about anyone who's not here.
So it didn't go well?
She's more preoccupied with making sure you're okay.
That's a good thing, right?
Well, a little, I guess. I mean, she mentioned an option for Saul. Once we get that, we'll head back. Although I'm not sure how long Michael will need. What's so funny?
Why aren't you allowed to tell us anything about this place?
There's a lot of rules.
Well, we're used to that.
It was pretty quiet outside the docks. I was doing most of the talking.
You were going to talk to us about the rescue signs. You can talk about that, right? I mean, you know, since it's already happened.
You saw the fields, right?
On the way in.
Yeah.
We'll be passing it by again in just a sec. That's where the rescue site was, when it was apart. They were taking groups out in helicopters. No one was sure where to. They figured it was to somewhere safe.
Who was doing the rescuing?
Some say the helicopters were from the Coast Guard.
So you weren't here?
Not at that time. I came later, thankfully.
Why is that?
It was hell. This place was built by the people waiting to get rescued. Thousands of people trying to survive just long enough for a free ride.
So they built this whole place that fast?
Not even. Started out as a bunch of blockaded cars and boarded up buildings. When the choppers stopped coming, after the first few days, everyone realized what had to happen. They had to build and fight at the same time. Like I said, hell.
Jeez, makes me glad we had our place.
No kidding.
When you're backed into a corner, what can you do?
There aren't many here that lived through the beginning. Marcus was one of the few. The rest came later, like me.
So how many came afterwards?
I'm not supposed to say.
You have water and food enough for everyone. Where does that all come from?
I can't tell you this stuff.
Who's going to tell? Not us.
It's not worth the risk.
We won't tell.
I told you all I can, all right?
The rest of the trip was quiet. Victor tired of us quickly. He led us down the street, past the park, into a section of houses on the far side of the enclosed colony. He went into one of the houses as we waited outside. How long are we supposed to wait out here?
I know, I'd like to get off my foot.
All right, you're in 521. Catch.
Wait, where are you going?
Home. I did what I had to do. You're out of my hands now.
So where do you live?
No. You'll bug me the minute you want to know something. You'll figure it out as you go.
Gee, thanks.
Anytime. Someone will be by tomorrow to assign you jobs, now that I told them that you're here.
Wait, what about... Oh.
Come on, this way.
It's this one here.
We've moved out of the city and into the suburbs.
Now it's dark.
No power. Go ahead and open some blinds. Maybe we'll find some candles.
It's nice. Wait, whose stuff is all this? There's a half-eaten apple here. Ew.
My guess, whoever didn't make it last night. Sean, maybe? Can't get over this place. It's like life-changing.
I know. I'm not even sure what to do next.
I guess we wait here for Michael. I wouldn't want to go out and make things more difficult. We don't know the rules here. Not much of a welcoming committee like we had back at the tower, huh?
I know. I was on it. Seems like ages ago.
Hello?
Hello.
Hope, how did you get here?
I'm blind, not stupid. I know my way around.
Hope, as in you...
Yeah, her.
Oh my.
I am so, so sorry for earlier.
It's okay. I figured she did. At least now I know.
Are you here to tell us what we're supposed to do?
No. I shouldn't even be here talking to you.
What? Why?
Take me with you.
What? Wait, but this place is amazing.
There's a lot worse places out there. We're from one of them.
It may look like a great place to be, but it's miserable. If we leave right now, we might be able to get out still. The gatekeeper doesn't like me here. He let me go with you.
Michael's getting worked on by the doctor. We can't go anywhere.
He is? Then you're stuck here.
Well, once he's done, we'll take the meds up to our friend, and you can go with us then.
No, you're stuck here. They won't let you help your friend.
What?
It's too late. You can't get out.
Join us again Monday for the next episode of We're Alive. And now, a word from our sponsors. Starring Jim Gleason, Shane Salk, Nate Gies, Elisa Elliott, Claire Doden, Jay Oligario, Blair Beihauer, Scott Marvin, Tammy Klein, Shirley Jordan, Jane Lee Hotch, Kevin Flood, and Bob Bergen as Skittles. I'm Michael Swan. We're Alive was written and directed by K.C. Whalen. Produced by Grayson Stone, Shane Salk, and K.C. Whalen. To find out more and for a full list of cast and crew, please visit our website at WeareAlive.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook for all production-related updates and future projects. Thank you for listening to this audio theater for the mind by Wayland Productions.